In our previous year, we began discussing the Gemara that makes a distinction between Ketanim regarding Hilchas Eruvah Tchumim versus Hilchas Eruvah Chatzeiros. We discussed the Machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, why Ketanim are disqualified for Eruvah Tchumim. Tosfos' opinion is because the Katan has no Nemanis. We need to be concerned that the Katan perhaps will not deliver the Eruv. By Eruvah Chatzeiros, we didn't have that concern according to Tosfos. And therefore, we explain according to Tosfos, were someone to send a Katan to place Eruvah Tchumim and know that the Katan did what he was told to do, the Katan would be Neman, whereas by Eruvah Chatzeiros, the Katan would be Neman. Whereas Rashi's explanation was that by Eruvah Tchumim, Chazal, it depends on being able to make a Kinyan, and a Katan does not have that ability to make a Kinyan, and therefore a Katan is always disqualified by Eruvah Tchumim. Eruvah Chatzeiros, on the other hand, as we explained, Rashi explained that Eruvah Chatzeiros don't require a Kinyan, or maybe don't require the same high-level Kinyan, and therefore the halacha is that by Eruvah Chatzeiros, a Katan is Neman to collect the Eruvah Chatzeiros. The Achronim discuss, if Rashi just said that a Katan is Neman for Eruvah Chatzeiros, does the same din apply by Cheresh Katan, Cheresh V'Shoita, and Kutim? And the Achronim say that even though Rashi only speaks about a Katan, the halacha is the same by a Cheresh V'Shoita. Interesting, the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Samach Vav Sif Katan Tes says that we cannot trust an Akum to collect the food for Eruvah Chatzeiros. And the reason is because we always have to be concerned by the Akum that even if he collected the food, maybe the food that he collected he went and kept for himself and will put other food to be the food to be used for the Eruvah Chatzeiros. And there, or the Machzor HaShekel explains that the Eruvah Chatzeiros, where food was collected from a number of individuals, we have to be concerned, all the people living in the house, we have to be concerned that maybe he will take some of the food and keep it for himself, and therefore since an Akum has no Nemanis, we can't allow an Akum to collect the food for an Eruv. The Lechem Mishnah says that someone who doesn't believe in Hilchas Eruvin Eve cannot either be used to be the one that collects the food for the Eruvah Chatzeiros, and the Yoraba or Kiva Eger quote Lahalocha that opinion of the Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara continues in analyzing the Mishnah, and the Gemara says that if the Eruv was collected B'yad Mi She'ena Moide B'Eruv through someone who doesn't believe in Hilchas Eruvin, and ask the Gemara Manhu, who is that individual, Amr Rav Chisda Kutoy. It refers to Kuti. And the way that Achroim explained the Gemara, it's very much in line what we just explained. Because the Gemara, say the Achroim, say, is assuming that certainly an Akum cannot be the one to place the Ruvei Tchumim. Because as we explained in our previous year, the Rishonim, the Meiri, already told us that one of the reasons that a Katan, if we follow Rashi's Pshat, that a Katan is not able to put down the Eruv Tchumim. So the Meiri, because he can't make a Kinyan. And the Meiri said also because he's not a Bar Shlichus. You need to have an individual who can make Shlichus to do Kinyan. And a Katan is not a Bar Shlichus. So certainly an Akum is not an individual who also is a Bar Shlichus. And therefore certainly the Mishnah cannot have meant an Akum as being disqualified to put down the Eruv. He's no different than a Cheresh Shoyt of a Katan. And similarly, even if we follow Tosfos Pshat, that the issue in our Mishnah is the issue of Nemanis, Akum have no Nemanis. And therefore, certainly it's not an akum who the Mishnah means to say when it says biyad misha in a moyid de be'erif. Who must the Mishnah mean? So the Mishnah comes to say, Om Rav Chisda, kutoy. Kutoy means that these are individuals who do not believe in Hilchas Erev, and someone who doesn't believe in Hilchas Erev, and actually the Sharet Sion in Simen Tof Tes, Sifkot Mem Aleph, says it's not just somebody who doesn't believe in Erev, but anyone who doesn't believe in the words of Chazal is in the category of Misha'in Amoy de Be'erev. It cannot be used to place in Ruvei Tchumim. On the other hand, the Goyin Yaakov says that let's say you'll have, as we have many times in our Masechta, Machloikis Beisham Beis Hillel, particularly regarding Hilchas Erevin, and Beis Shammai don't really even hold of an Erev, as we learned earlier on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Beis Shammai's opinion was that it only if you bring your bed and your clay tashmishoy is it considered a valid Erev. And according to Beis Shammai, the Erev that we put down, just putting down a little food, the Mazon Shtei Sudas that we spoke about earlier in our perek, isn't adequate. Says the Goyin Yaakov, in the times of Chazal, a Beis Shammai Talmud could certainly put down an Erev even for a Beis Hillel Talmud. Because it's not that he's not Moida Be'erev. He has a difference of opinion. And such an individual, of course, can be relied on to put down an Erev. The Gemara continues, as we mentioned in our previous year, the Amal Achel Kabel Himenu, but if an Erev was sent through a Cheresh Shoit of a Cotton, and he was told someone else should accept the Erev, the Halacha is Hareza Erev, then it's considered a Kosher Erev. Ask the Gemara, V'leichesh Dimaloy Mamtalei, why not be concerned that the Erev will not, that the Erev wasn't brought to the person who's supposed to receive it and actually place it down? Answers the Gemara, K'ra'am Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda taught us regarding another area, another situation, Ba'oimid V'rehu. We're referring to a situation where we actually see the person accepting the Erev. Hachnami Ba'oimid V'rehu. Ask the Achroinim, if we're learning that Erevin, Erev Tchumim, is only the Rabbanim, and we have a rule, Sofik the Rabbanim Lekokel, so why should we not be Mekel, and why are we concerned, V'leichesh Dimaloy Mamtalei, why should we be concerned that he didn't get the Erev? It's a Sofik the Rabbanim, and by Sofik the Rabbanim, we're always Mekel. So the Mishnah Melech answers, Sofik the Rabbanan Lekula means that if after the fact we have a question, if it's a Rabbanan, we could be Mekel. Our Mishnah, says the Mishnah Lamelech, is not referring to an after the fact situation. Our Mishnah is teaching us the Lechatchila, we could send an Erev with a cotton. How can we Lechatchila send an Erev with a cotton? We can't rely on that Lechatchila. Leichish, Dimel Leimamtelei. The Mishnah Melech says in another teretz that the only time we rely on Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal is in a situation where we don't have the independent ability to find out actually what happened. But over here, where we could ultimately find out what did or didn't happen, there we don't rely on Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal. Another teretz that's given by the Achroinim is, where do we say Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal? We say Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal in a situation where we know that something indeed occurred, we're just not certain if it was done properly or not. So if it's a Din Rabbanan, we have a klal Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal. But in a situation where we're not quite sure that what was supposed to happen at all happened, there we can't rely on the klal of Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal. Another teretz that the Shar HaMelech offers is that we only rely on Sofik the Rabbanan Lahakal when we at least have a chazaka or to back us up. But in Hilchas Erev Tchumim, it's just the opposite. We don't have a chazaka to back us up. If anything, the chazaka is that your home is where your tchum should be established from. And therefore, we can't rely on Safek Rabbanan L'Hakol. The Shuas Yaakov gives another answer. He says, if we want to rely on Safek Rabbanan L'Hakol and say that we need to be concerned that maybe the Erev was placed properly, but there's also a possibility that the Erev wasn't placed. We have a Safek. And therefore the Halacha ought to be that you can walk in all direction. You can walk as if your home was your Makom Shvisa on the assumption that the Katan did not put down the Erev. You can walk from the place of the Erev Tchumen because you could assume that the Katan did put down the Erev. And says the Yeshuas Yaakov, he actually quotes his son in saying this, that that's not a tenable situation, that a person on Shabbos could walk in all directions. That he could walk as if he has an Erev, and he could walk as if he doesn't have an Erev. Nowhere in Hilchas Erevin do we find such a situation. And because of that, says the Yeshuas Yaakov, we can't rely here on Safek Drabbanan L'Hakol. The Gemara, as we just said, says that it's referring to a situation of Oymid V'Re'ehu. And in Amitz Hashem, we're still going to discuss a very important Machloikus Rishonim. What is the definition of Oymid V'Re'ehu? Is the definition of Oymid V'Re'ehu where he just saw that the cotton reached the individual who was asked to put down the Erev? Or is it required that we actually see the cotton give that individual the Erev? Taisus, the Taisus that we spoke about in the previous year, Divrei HaMaskel Kan, quotes a Yerushalmi. He says that this discussion in our Gemara, that a cotton is Neman or isn't Neman, is only in a situation where somebody sent the cotton. But if somebody on his own, if a cotton on his own went and said, Eitzi v'erev loch, I'm going to make the Erev, he's Neman. Very bechidish. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Tes, Sif Katan Tezayin, says the fact that our Gemara, nor do we find that the Paiskim quote this Yerushalmi, seems that we don't accept that Yerushalmi lahalocha. But he himself says, the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Iyun. The reason it's Tzarech Iyun is because maybe there is a reason to make this distinction. Certainly, explain the Achroinim, according to Taisus' pshat, that the ability or inability of a cotton to place an Erev Tchumim is dependent on the Manus. Maybe when the cotton on his own volunteer to make the Erev, he has a higher level of Nemanis versus when I ask him to do something and I can't be sure that he's going to do what he was asked to do. Then, the Karen Oira and the Goyen Yaakov quote another Yerushalmi, a Meri B'Chiddush. The Yerushalmi says that a cotton that's 9 or 10 years old, even though our Mishnah and Gemara, as we've been discussing, say that a cotton can't make a Erev, but if he's 9 or 10 years old, just like we see, explains the Karben Odin many times through Shas, that once a child is 9 or 10 years old, he's reached the age of Oynes HaPutos, Shemechon Mekach, so too is he Nemon to make an Erev. So I saw that Rabbeinu Pavarsky Shlita, in his Sefer Bat Kodesh, asks a question. When the Gemara says that a cotton is Nemon, but Oynes HaPutos, for Mekach or Memkar, that's only regarding making a transaction. But here we're talking about Shlichus. How does a cotton have that ability? So certainly, if we follow Tosfos's pshat, we can maybe understand the opinion of the Yerushalmi. Because Tosfos is saying that the issue with a katan, Tosfos keeps on saying, is an issue of nemanis. And therefore, maybe a young child doesn't have that nemanis, but once he gets older, he's 9 or 10 years old, he does have that nemanis. But according to Rashi, that it depends on kinyan, how do we understand? Basically, especially if we have the question that even if a katan has the ability to make a kinyan, that's only for mekach or memker. That isn't regarding the halacha of making a kinyan of an eruv, a kinyan shvisa that Rashi explains requires a high level of kinyan. In Mitzvah Hashem, in our next year, we will now try to bring together all of the opinions of the Rishonim lahalacha lemaisa regarding what can or can't a katan do for eruv tchumen.